Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is another edition of What We Are Reading. And what we're reading at the moment is this terrific little book, The Power of One by Tim Roberts, all about Christian unity. And I'm reading it because I'm soon going to be teaching on John 17 for a group of churches. Now, I'd like your thoughts on something today. The particular issue I'd like to focus on is unity in teams, in particular leadership teams. And there's a chapter in Tim's book on this. I'd like to read you a section and then we'll reflect on it. It's from page 127 of the book. He says this: "The teams we serve on and lead can and should sympathetically vibrate to the melodies of heaven. We can build teams with dignity for every member of the team, where generosity of spirit sets an atmosphere of affirmation, a celebration of how different each part of the team is. Whilst there should be consistency of character and virtue, there will also be freedom from predictability and uniformity." Freedom from predictability and uniformity. Leadership teams need to be diverse and have different characters within them. We see that in the Bible too. I was thinking when I read this of Acts chapter 13, which talks about Barnabas and others. In Acts 13 and verse 1, "Now in the church at Antioch there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and," put him on the end, "Saul." Barnabas, let's just focus on Barnabas and Saul here, but we don't know much about the others. Barnabas and Saul, different characters? Oh my goodness, yes. Different gifts? Absolutely. Both incredibly important to the early church, 100%. But so different. Barnabas, the son of encouragement. Saul, well, let's do it like this. Okay, so here is my Barnabas. The son of encouragement, a comic figure, someone that would bring a smile to your face. And then Saul, later named Paul. Rather more serious looking, don't you think? Looks rather serious to me. Looks a bit more fun, a bit more encouraging. I think I'd like to spend more time in this chap's company than this one, but whatever. But God put them together. He put this character and this character together. He put Paul and Barnabas together for a purpose. And for a time, at least, they were effective and useful to God in his purposes. But then we know that later on, their differences led them to have a dispute in chapter 15 over John Mark. Barnabas wanted to take John, also called Mark, with them. But Paul did not think it wise to take him because he had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in the work. They had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company. What a tragedy that Barnabas and Paul had to part company at that time. Perhaps God had a bigger purpose in that than we'll ever know, and we'll look forward to finding that out in the next life. But wouldn't it have been amazing if they could have worked it out? Is there something you need to work out with other members of your team? Someone you don't get on with? You don't see things the same way as? Perhaps the one you're in least communication with? That's often a telltale sign. What are your thoughts on the best way to help teams gel and to actually value and then use well the gifts that God has given that team? How do we make sure we don't recruit into a team people that are all of the same mind and background and thinking and just the way that they do things? How can we make sure of that? I'd value your thoughts on that, and I'm sure everybody else would as well. So please drop me a line. You can email me, mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a message anywhere you see or hear these recordings. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.